We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, wonderful viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outwater News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 85 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Salgun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.R.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente, and in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia's largest state enacts the most stringent anti-smoking laws in the country. In humanitarian news, a Norwegian non-profit donates over $420,000 to Sudan. In animal welfare news, the state of Punjab, India, announces the establishment of a cow protection unit. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 5th, begins the holiday of Diwali, or Festival of Lights, one of the most popular celebrations from South Asia. Joyously observed for 5 days, Diwali commemorates the victory of light over darkness and the triumph of goodness.
It means lighting up inside you. You know, let the darkness go out.
I'm happy that these people have come all the way from Rajasthan, which is a very colorful state of India. And hopefully there will be more dancing and singing in the evening.
Candles and diyas, or oil lamps, light up homes while entrances are decorated with flowers or rangolis, or vibrant geometric designs made from powder. Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs honor this auspicious time, which also includes gift giving to friends and neighbors.
We just make the sweets and share the gifts to each other, and we just pass the message to everybody, like believe in God and just go the path of the God.
Well, friends, I would ask all the every community to join hands and join us in celebrating this great festival of ours, the Festival of Lights.
We wish all our Hindu, Jain and Sikh brethren an uplifting Diwali filled with blessings from heaven.
Flying news. Southern Thailand and Malaysia hit by floods. Days of torrential rains in Hat Yai district of Thailand's southern Songkhla province left tens of thousands of locals and visitors stranded, with 2 people reported missing. Hat Yai Mayor Pri Patano estimated that about 30,000 households were affected, as 80% of the area was inundated. On Wednesday, November 3rd, an original 3,000 Thai soldiers were joined by nearly 6,000 additional troops, comprising Army, Navy and Air Force personnel, equipped with 10,000 ready meals to distribute to the flood-affected. Meanwhile, neighboring Malaysia was impacted by the same storm, with 2 lives claimed and over 4,500 people evacuated in Perlis State, where roads were blocked and buildings, including a hospital, became inundated. In Kedah State, rivers swelled above the danger level, and over 9,000 people sought shelter in 39 relief centers. Also affected were the states of Terengganu and Kelantan, where officials warned of waves that could reach up to 4.5 meters.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with government officials to see if assistance is needed, and to go if possible to offer comfort to the displaced. Expressing her loving prayers, she also said that emergency funding would be made available as necessary.
Our appreciation, Thai troops, and all assisting personnel in both countries for your endeavors to safeguard those in the flood-hit regions. As we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. We pray that the waters swiftly recede and the regularity of daily life is restored to all affected residents, as our gentler stewardship brings a more secure and harmonious world.
Fatal earthquake rattles Serbia. At 2 a.m. early on Wednesday, November 3rd, a 5.3 magnitude tremor struck the central part of the nation, 125 kilometers south of the capital Belgrade. 2 people perished when a home collapsed on the outskirts of Kraljevo, and at least 50 others were injured. A state of emergency was declared in Kraljevo, while many of its 70,000 frightened residents spent the night in the streets. Although power was mostly restored by Thursday, residents still had no water. Rescue teams and police were sent to Kraljevo and surrounding villages to assess impact to the area, with officials saying that more than 4,000 homes had been damaged.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please check with the regional government to find out if more assistance is needed, and to go if possible to offer aid to the most desperate, adding that funds are available for urgent needs.
Serbian police and all rescue personnel. We appreciate your initiatives to help the quake-stricken, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we wish the injured a swift recovery as we strive to ease such disturbing events by fostering gentler and more eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
NATO and Russia anticipate closer relations. On Wednesday, November 3rd, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen visited Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Moscow for discussions intended to smooth relations and further cooperation. The visit also precedes an upcoming NATO summit in Lisbon, Portugal, to which Secretary-General Fogh Rasmussen stated that Russia is invited as a partner, saying that the meeting would offer the opportunity for a fresh start. Following their meeting on Wednesday, President Medvedev affirmed his optimism about future collaboration with NATO, saying, "This allows us to expand cooperation more attentively and to build a more solid security system in Europe and in the world. Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Excellencies, Russia and North Atlantic Treaty Organization, for your cordial meeting and cooperative intentions. May such blossoming relations bring peace and security for the people of Russia and throughout the world."
United Nations Food Agency Chief visits North Korea. UN World Food Programme, or WFP, Executive Director Josette Sheeran began a three-day visit on Tuesday, November 2nd, representing the agency which has served in the country since the 1990s. During her time there, she conveyed the World Food Programme's current concern for the children as she traveled to an orphanage, a factory, and a hospital where young persons were being treated for malnutrition or other diseases. She also met with several high-level officials and stated that an appeal for additional funding was being made for a project intended to especially enhance the nutrition of women and children in the country. Executive Director Sheeran and United Nations World Food Programme, our thankfulness and providence bless your continued efforts and concern in assisting the North Korean people. Through such beneficial support, may citizens of all ages flourish in health and well-being.
Former Russian Prime Minister remembered. On Wednesday, November 3rd, the nation's longest-serving Prime Minister, Viktor Chernomyrdin, passed away at age 72. Appointed in 1992 by then-President Boris Yeltsin, Mr. Chernomyrdin was known for his efforts to help the country progress toward modernization during a challenging time in its history. Among those paying tribute were current President Dmitry Medvedev, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, as well as other dignitaries. President Medvedev is further honoring the former Prime Minister with a national commemoration, as he instructed the funeral service to be broadcast live throughout the country. "We send our condolences to the loved ones of His Excellency Viktor Chernomyrdin. May his soul rest serenely in the eternal love and light of the Divine."
Save Our Planet, UK Climate Change Conference addresses priority areas. On November 3rd, the nonprofit World Preservation Foundation hosted a unique gathering at the historic Central Hall, Westminster in London, with speakers from government, science, media, and advocacy organizations to discuss the increasingly evident effects of climate change and its important connections to food production and consumption.
Leaders Preserving Our Future, Pace and Priorities on Climate Change, which held a press conference at the British Houses of Parliament, was attended by experts and dignitaries such as the Duchess of Norfolk, High Commissioner for Antigua and Barbuda, Dr. Carl Roberts, Dr. Esther van der Voort, a representative from the United Nations Environment Programme, and the ambassadors of such countries as Russia, Bolivia, Nepal, and others.
The session began as respected international experts presented some of the pressing issues of global warming and their links to agriculture.
There are, in the polar regions, two large ice sheets one in Greenland and one in Antarctica. Each has the capacity, the ice in it, to raise global sea level by many metres.
You have the red curve that are the number of fire spots in the Amazon forest, and at the same time we have the concentration of black carbon, and it really goes together. We are having the transport of black carbon to Antarctica. It's really related to the expansion of cash crops and cattle farm.
Speakers further addressed meat production's impacts on the environment, as well as the opportunity to resolve them through changing diet and farming practices on a wide scale.
There are a remarkable number of win-win aspects when we talk about reducing methane. Moving to a more plant-based diet, which would reduce both CO2 and methane, and probably doing that primarily on a health basis.
So on the left, you see a lot of different crops, while on the right you see the animal products. And if you just look at it through your eyelashes, you can see that the greenhouse gas emissions per kilogram are a lot higher for these animal products than they are for the crops.
During the conference, national level legislators, including British members of Parliament, Mr. Chris Williamson, and vegan, Ms. Kerry McCarthy, discussed necessary government actions.
We've also, I think, got to win the hearts and minds of the wider general public. And that means, I think, looking at how we can encourage people to look at lifestyle, how they can encourage people to perhaps eat less meat, given that the livestock industry does contribute to a large extent to climate change emissions.
While we're trying to fight the battle for adopting a more environmentally friendly diet in this country and across Europe, we need to be trying to take that argument to the developing world too, and issues like deforestation, climate change and lack of water supply.
In addition, health, social, humane and industrial benefits of shifting away from animal products were also advocated by such experts as esteemed American physician Dr. Joel Thurman.
It's the fountain of youth. When you follow a plant-based diet rich in micronutrients, with vegetables and beans and mushrooms and onions, which all have particular and specific ingredients which target the cell's repair mechanisms to increase DNA repair from broken crosslinks that could lead to cancer. These foods have healing properties to protect the body against the diseases that ravage modern society.
The event's special guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who delivered a message via video on solving the large environmental crises of concern in the meeting. Touched by her heartfelt words, some attending VIPs later requested copies of her message.
Thus, if these six factors are not stopped fast, we risk losing everything. I mean everything. So please consider what is really at stake now. What is really our foremost urgent priority at the present time? It's not just political reputation or economy. It's the lives, real lives, of all inhabitants on Earth. Humans, animals, plants, trees, etc. Even without the civilization busters threatening our planet's survival, an organic vegan diet would immensely improve the quality of our life, spiritually also. It can curb the water and food crisis and restore nature's life support systems. It also happens to be the most rapid, cost-effective, and the only feasible climate solution, one that every nation can easily implement. In sum, only with the organic vegan solution can we still save our planet. Respected and honorable ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you and all the leaders to please help our world. Please save our planet.
our appreciation all dignitaries, distinguished speakers and participants of this conference on planetary priorities, with thanks as well to Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing her timely thoughts for this discussion. May we all recognize the organic vegan lifestyle as the rational, effective way to save our only home, the Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom at a later date for the full broadcast of this conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. In the United Kingdom, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, urges residents to place food outdoors for birds this winter due to declining avian numbers resulting from extreme weather conditions in previous years.
Save our planet. Japan announces plans to donate $60 million through the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity Secretariat to assist developing countries with programs to preserve biodiversity.
Save our planet. Climate scientists report that a high pressure area, known as the North Atlantic Subtropical High, has been intensifying due to global warming, with effects that include increased weather extremes in the southeastern USA.
Warning news. In the United States, environmental and health experts state that of the more than 84,000 chemicals on the market today, only about 200 have been tested for their effects on children.
I'm Cockadoodle Danny the Rooster, and I eat smart with the vegan diet. I'd like to share a grooming tip for your animal friend companion. You can gently remove any fleas that may be in her or his fur by using a flea comb. It's a good idea to start combing near your sweet friend's face and finish on the back and tail end. Do this while outside, and you can safely release the fleas. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Australia's largest state enacts the most stringent anti-smoking laws in the country. Western Australia has banned smoking in a car with children and within 10 metres of a playground. In addition, retailers are prohibited from displaying any products made from tobacco. Restrictions have also been placed on smoking in outdoor cafes. Professor Mike Daube, president of the Australian Council on Smoking and Health, praised the new laws. He stated, "It means quite simply that we're going to be saving more lives and preventing more diseases." Bravo Western Australia for taking this important step to protect the lives and well-being of millions of people. May you soon see the result in vibrantly healthy citizens and pristine clean air.
In humanitarian news, a Norwegian non-profit donates over $420,000 to Sudan. Norwegian People's Aid gave the contribution for farmers in southern Sudan to assist in supporting the agriculture and forestry development project for 2010. The funds will go to 108 farmer groups in 5 states. Our sincere appreciation and heaven's blessings, Norwegian people's aid, for your generous gift to Southern Sudan. May bountiful harvests grace all nations. Up next on Noteworthy News, a special unit will be formed to protect cows in the Indian state of Punjab. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more celebratory news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a radiant world. In animal welfare news, the state of Punjab, India, announces the formation of a cow protection unit. It will be inaugurated by the Police Director General's office in order to put into practice laws which have already been established. These include the Punjab Prohibition of Cow Slaughter Act of 1955. The people of Punjab's efforts to safeguard our bovine friends date back to cow protection movements extending across the state in the 1870s. We are touched, Punjab government, by your leadership in demonstrating compassion to such a beautiful animal co-inhabitant. May your example shine like a beacon, encouraging others onto the same noble path.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Japanese entitled Sales Talk.
子供向け百科事典の訪問セールスマンは口のうまい勧誘を終えたところでした。若い母親が躊躇していると、彼は彼女の5歳の息子の方を向き、こう言いました。坊や、何か質問してごらん。何でも知りたいことを聞いてくれたら、この素晴らしい方の中からその答えを見つけ出す方法をお母さんに教えるよ。少年の質問はこうでした。神様はどんな車を運転するの？
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I think it is good to have a constructive and positive channel in the world. Thank you. Tass from Bangkok, Thailand.
Kind Tass, thank you for your supportive note. May Buddha bless you and all the gracious people of Thailand.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be illuminated by the blessings and light of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez welcomes Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the presidential palace in Caracas, where they discuss restoring bilateral trade and sign an agreement on energy projects.
During a meeting with Hindu religious leaders of Gampaha district in Sri Lanka's western province, Prime Minister D.M. Jayaratna announces the government's plans to ban animal sacrifices at religious events across the country.
President Dimitris Christofias of Cyprus welcomes Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Mrs. Asma al-Assad for the first visit by a Syrian president to Cyprus, with the two leaders affirming their country's warm relations as they pledge to enhance cooperative ties.
6-year-old Formosan or Taiwanese child pianist Yu Sung-tzu performs wearing a blindfold, impressing television audiences across the island with his self-taught piano skills.
U.S. scientists at the University of California, San Diego, and the University of Michigan jointly develop new technology that measures electrical brain activity during physical movement, which they hope to be able to harness as neural signals that can move body limbs.
As part of his Asia tour, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visits China and meets with President Hu Jintao for discussion of key topics such as climate change, the Korean Peninsula, and Africa.
The government of Tanzania announces a waiving of visa requirements for Saudi citizens who hold diplomatic or special passports.
Across southern France, where bullfighting has historically been popular, more and more rallies are being held that reflect a growing feeling toward protecting the lives of the bulls.
To safeguard public health, a total smoking ban is implemented across all Greater Western Area Health Service campuses in the state of New South Wales, Australia.
The United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, launches the Young Environmental Journalist Award Africa to encourage youth toward becoming a new voice for the continent's life-conserving and sustainable future.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.